Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, desperately needed aid, including flour, baby food and medical supplies, delivered to Gaza in the past 2 days, has still not been distributed, according to the UN. Drivers and aid workers waited in vain yesterday for a green light from Israeli officials to access the aid, which is being held on the Palestinian side of a military checkpoint. International pressure has been growing on Israel, with 17 of the EU's 27 members voting to reconsider the bloc's trade agreements with Israel, while the UK has suspended trade talks. The EU's top diplomat, Kaya Kallas, said simply, "The situation in Gaza is catastrophic." Well, for the latest, we're joined by Orlie Halpern, freelance journalist based in Jerusalem. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Can we start with those aid trucks? We know they're carrying vital supplies, but where is that aid currently being held up? What's the status of it this morning?
It's still at the border. It's crossed into Gaza, but it's in these stations where Israel requires that the aid be transferred to other trucks and then brought into Gaza. And it hasn't been allowed to get out of that those station areas. So it needs to go from there to warehouses of the UN, and then it gets from there distributed to other places across the Gaza Strip. And it, Israel hasn't allowed, facilitated that transfer for it to get out and to the people. So it means nothing. It's just a number that Israel at this point can say, oh, yes, we've allowed this aid in. Okay. But it can't reach the people.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem extraordinary that is the case, given that Benjamin Netanyahu said to his supporters and to the people of Israel that we need to do this for political and diplomatic reasons. That was his telegram statement yesterday or the day before. So is there a reason that you can see or an explanation that has been given as to why this delay is happening?
From the point of view of Netanyahu and his government, they want to appease the world so that they're not accused of war crimes, starving a nation. They're like, well, we let the trucks in. But at the same time, they want to appease their own voters by saying, well, you know what? It's not actually reaching them, right? The food isn't reaching them. And their own people know that. Their base knows that. And they're not saving anyone. But they're able to say to the world, yes, we allowed trucks in. Mm-hmm. So also Bezalel Smotrich, who's the finance minister, who's an extremely right wing and anti-Arab. He said just the same thing 2 days ago at his faction meeting that, you know, we are only doing this so that we will not be accused of war crimes.
And Orlie, we're reading this morning that there is no fruit, no protein. The markets are virtually empty. No medicine, no fuel, which is so important for the generators to run the hospitals. And Tom Fletcher from the UN saying on the BBC yesterday, that stark statement that there was just 48 hours at that time to save the lives of 14,000 babies. How does that tally with what you're hearing?
My colleagues in Gaza and people I know have said they are so weak they can barely walk. People are saying, you know, we're down to just a few cans of food. There's no fresh vegetables. There's no fresh anything. It's if you have canned food or not. And many people don't have that. And they're just waiting for these soup kitchens that also don't have food. People are really weak. A friend of mine sent me a photo that her brother in Gaza sent her. They ground up pasta to try to make bread for it. Bread is the most basic staple of Gazans, of Palestinians. And the situation is desperate. I mean, as we know, there are already dozens of children who have died of hunger, and people are starving. They're literally starving.
We have seen over the last 24 hours that the UK has suspended trade talks with Israel. The British Prime Minister appeared to be openly very angry with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli regime. Then you have the EU reviewing its cooperation deal with Israel. So things are changing pretty rapidly. Has there been any official reaction from the Israeli government to those moves?
No, but Israelis are very concerned. the people that support this government and this government, they are very concerned. If these countries, if European countries take this further, that would be very problematic to Israel. And the fact that the Trump administration hasn't said anything about it shows a tacit support for this. It's also assumed that the French, the Canadians, and the British, who released a statement 2 days ago saying that this must stop, that they did speak with the Trump administration before they released it. And since the Trump administration has not said that they find this, they don't agree with this, here people understand that that means that the Trump administration actually does agree with this.
Mm-hmm. That is despite the fact that people have been saying over the last while that Donald Trump is losing patience with Benjamin Netanyahu and the relationship isn't what it used to be, particularly considering those deals that President Trump did on his Middle East visit with the Syrians and the Houthis.
That's right. In the Israeli media, it was very big news that Trump was not stopping here. Netanyahu was completely sidelined, and it looked very bad for Netanyahu. He is under pressure. And yesterday, the Israeli media was talking about the fact, well, it's not clear whether it's a fact, but everyone had said that the Trump administration relayed a message to Netanyahu that he is very upset that he's not ending the war. Later, a statement came out saying that was fake news, but it's really not clear. And there are real concerns in the Israeli government that things are going awry, that there is pressure that it will have to end the war.
And Orly, you know, in the context of hearing that there is very limited medicine now, if any at all, in Gaza, and the lack of fuel then to run those hospital generators, we also have reports of more bombing overnight in Gaza. What's been happening in that regard?
Israel is continuing its operation, a massive military operation. There has been incredible numbers of people killed in the last few days. One colleague of mine in Gaza said that, you know, she lives in Gaza City. She's like, we are going to be killed. If we don't starve to death, we are going to be killed. People are writing me that the situation is so desperate, both in terms of the lack of food and the hunger, and also in terms of the casualties. The bombing is incessant. Israel is not letting up. It really, really went up a gear after Eidan Alexander, the American-Israeli soldier, was released through the help of Trump. Now Israel is going in even stronger. And the casualties are incredible. It's really horrifying. And you also hear among Israelis that this is getting to be too much.
Orly Halperin, freelance journalist in Jerusalem, thank you. And Pope Leo, in the last couple of minutes now, has renewed his appeal to allow that aid in. He says, I renew my appeal to allow for the entry of humanitarian help and to bring an end to the hostilities, the high price of which is paid by children, the elderly and the sick. This was during his general audience at St. Peter's Square. Now, Jack Power is with us, Europe correspondent with the Irish Times, because as we know, the European Union is saying it will review its trade cooperation deal with Israel over the blockade of aid into Gaza. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Claire.
It seems there's a big shift in tone from the EU, because last week, Kaya Kallas, who's the EU's chief diplomat, said that something like this wouldn't succeed because, or would be unlikely to succeed because there's uneven political support within the EU to apply more pressure to Israel. What's happened in the interim?
Yeah, so just to remind people, you know, the governments of Ireland and Spain back in February last year proposed this basic review of the EU's trade association agreement with Israel to try and determine whether human rights obligations that agreement came with had been breached as a result of the war in Gaza. And at the time, you know, that gained very little support, you know, other than Ireland and Spain, who were pushing it. So what we saw yesterday was a vote in a meeting of foreign and defence ministers in Brussels that saw 17 of the 27 EU states come around to the Irish and Spanish position to say, you know, there needs to be a review carried out into this trade agreement. Basically, as a bit of a symbolic attempt to increase diplomatic pressure on Israel to avert course. So it really speaks to a hardening of positions against the Israeli campaign and military campaign in Gaza, and a lot of states and national capitals who would have been sitting somewhat on the fence have now come down on the side of states like Ireland, of Spain, of Slovenia and Belgium, who have been pushing, I suppose, to hold Israel to account. It's, I suppose it's worth noting that, you know, this is just a review. This isn't the EU deciding to, you know, suspend its trade agreement with Israel. You know, I think we would be still some way off that and still some way off that in terms of political support around the table of different EU states.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned it's symbolic, you mentioned it's a review. So will it have any real world impacts? What does it mean?
Well, I suppose similar to the moves undertaken by the UK, the effort is aimed at, you know, ramping up pressure on the Netanyahu government to let aid into Gaza. I mean, this is, I'd heard that Israeli officials, you know, were lobbying in Brussels behind the scenes to block this, you know, support for this review and this majority that was forming around this review. The recent renewed drive to table this was led by the Dutch government. It kind of picked up pace and momentum in the last week when one of the big beasts of the EU, France, came on board. And obviously Ireland, Spain and others were also lobbying hard behind the scenes to kind of build this coalition to try do more from the EU's perspective and really use the levers that the EU has to, I suppose, put more pressure on Israel to first of all, you know, relent in its bombing campaign of Gaza and also let humanitarian aid into the Palestinian enclave.
I know you were making inquiries as to how Israel viewed this, because I suppose what everyone will want to know is how much of an impact will this have on Benjamin Netanyahu, on his cabinet, when it comes to allowing more aid into Gaza. What are you hearing on that front?
Well, I suppose, as already said previously, the main mover in this will be Donald Trump. You know, the EU, as I said, this is a significant step, a significant development. You know, we haven't seen support like this to put pressure on Israel at any point to date in the war up until now. So, I mean, it is a, you know, significant shift in the EU's perspective. You've seen the UK move. But as I said, I think it will mostly and all depend on what Donald Trump does and what steps Donald Trump takes to bring pressure onto Israel to change its course. And that'll be the main kind of mover mm-hmm. on this one.
Jack, thank you very much. Jack Power there, Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. Now we're going to be talking next about the bread and butter and meat and veg and how we've all noticed our prices going up, only going one way. And if you have experience of this, if you've noticed something in your supermarket shop that has made you stop and think, how much did I pay for that last week? It seemed to be a lot less. Send us a voice note with what you're seeing and experiencing at the till. The WhatsApp number to use is 0870 32 32 32. Also coming up, the big plan to overhaul the health service. It's 7 years old, but is progress being made on Sláintecare?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.